Case?
Case number 12892, Ariel Gonzalez seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Sawmill Road, approximately 2,461 feet west of Pine Road. The 911 address is 20116 Sawmill Road in Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 4, Parcel 11.01. The applicant is seeking a 4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing shed, a 7.5-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Norwood, I just had a question for you on the variances. Mm-hmm. The board approved a 9-foot variance from the 15-foot side for the for an existing porch in 2019. Is that still needed here?
I'll have to double check real quick.
Okay.
Going through that.
We can look into that.
Mr. Good. Chairman, I'm going to recuse on this one.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Ariel Gonzalez. The address is 20116 Sawmill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 1119947.
Thank you. And is this gentleman behind you going to be testifying as well? Okay, I'll get your information. I'll swear you both in.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
John A. Klein III, 20134 Sawmill Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You may present your case.
Yes. I say the first one, I say it's not a big lot, you know, it's a small lot. Say we don't have more room where I put on something, but I say this way we can put on.
That's it?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do here? This is for the house and the shed?
Yes.
This is existing construction, correct?
Yes.
Mr. Sharp, when this came before us last time, it's a little foggy here. Maybe you can help me.
I was trying to look at the findings for the previous one.
Take your time.
So this is from 2019. Mr. Gonzalez was here at that time. The board approved a 9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback on the east side for a porch that was existing at that time. There had been a survey of the property from 2019 that was in the record, and I don't know if we have that one here. I see one from 2004. Oh, we do have one here from 2019 that's in your packet on page 17. And that shows an existing dwelling which appears to have the same rear yard, and it has an existing porch of 6 feet from the east side. So that appears to be identical. There's a note on that survey that it's non-conforming. I note that the variance was for that existing porch. And from what I can gather by looking at this, at the survey that we have here, which is exact same date, it just has a shed drawn on it on the west side of the property. It would appear that the board had previously granted that variance for the porch. Mr. Gonzalez, has there been no changes to the house since
no.
that time?
Nope.
Okay, so that house and that porch have been there since at least 2019, correct?
Yes.
When was the house constructed? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So in looking at it, it seems to me the issue here would likely be if we need a cleanup for the rear of the house. I don't know that. We'll have Ms. Norwood look at it. But then the other would be the shed. So when was the shed constructed?
I don't remember what years. Not a long time, too.
Okay, so since you've bought the property, you put the shed on?
For normal, it's, I'm thinking at the same time. And there's a bus inspection, everything, too. Same time when I'm remodeling the house.
When you bought the house?
When I'm remodeling the house, yes.
When you remodeled
yes.
it?
Yes.
When was that?
I'm thinking that it's the date you told me, because that's the date they do and everything.
2019?
Yeah, around there,
okay.
Yes.
Because it was not showing on that site plan that we have from 2019. There's no shed shown on there.
Yes, because I take all the permit. All the legal is, all the permit I have for the shed when I build the shed.
So this shed looks to be approximately 32 feet long by 12 feet wide. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
And it's the only survey we have is a hand drawn on there. Did you draw that?
And me and the survey guy.
Who was the survey guy?
It's Pony.
Pinoni?
Yeah.
Okay. And they didn't draw it on a new survey? They didn't do that for you?
No, just give me this, and they say maybe this is enough. You know, I don't know.
Now, looking at this, it appears there's some projections off of the shed. It would look like it's kind of long and narrow, but then there's a little jut out on the side and a jut out in the rear. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And Ms. Norwood, in looking at this, it would appear that it might need a rear yard variance for the shed also. It looks like it's 16 inches, if I'm reading that right. Okay.
And we do the original variance in 2019, the rear part of the house was noted as non-conforming, and they didn't have him
okay.
clean it up at that time.
So really the issue that we have today is the shed and the, it's just the shed,
right.
would appear to be.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that's what we have before us tonight, gentlemen.
Was the shed there when he came here last time?
In 2019,
no.
The shed was not here, correct?
I think no.
Okay. And you put it up sometime in the interim?
Yes.
And you said you obtained a building permit for that?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Mr.
Chairman. Go ahead, Mr. Chairman.
I was just wondering why you're coming to us now.
What did you say?
Did you get a complaint, or how did you get here?
No. Just they go there, and they check and say, nobody complained. Just this is my neighbor John. This he's on the neighbor side. That's it, and he's here with me, you know, and explain everything, you know, make sure we agree everything.
Question, real quick. And I'm just trying to figure out what I'm looking at in the packet on the page after the survey. I guess page 4. Is that the house before the renovations, and then page 5 is how it exists today, or what? I'm not understanding between the two.
It looks like a different place.
Yeah. Do you know, like, what's that picture of there on the top picture, and then compared to, I'm assuming, the bottom picture is what your house looks like today?
I don't understand.
What picture with the yellow square, the yellow line, what is that?
That's November 27th, 2023.
My guess, Mr. Chairman, is that was when this was pulled off of the site for the packet.
Okay.
I don't know if we have the ability to find out when the aerial photo would have been taken for that site. The one that Mr. Hastings has referenced, I will note that we have that date. It appears to be from March 5th of 2023, if you look on the bottom of the picture. That technology, it's the Eagle, what's the Eagle View? That is a newer... Mm-hmm. aerial system that the county has been using the last year or two, and that has more updated aerial photos and more clear imagery. So I would likely guess that the page four that you were looking at is an older one, but how old, I don't know.
But we're thinking that's the same property, though.
I think it would be. If you look at what the tax number is on it, says 1101, which is the property that we're looking at here. When you look at the Eagle View in the upper right-hand corner, it references that same tax map number. So it would appear that that would be right. And when you look at the aerial on page four, it does have that kind of four blocks there, and it would appear to be the one in the far left corner, mm-hmm. with a little, you can kind of see it, but it looks like a little driveway that kind of comes up.
So the bottom one's the current picture?
Right, yeah, I figured that, but I just didn't.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what we were looking at here.
And the shed was permitted?
What shed? Yes.
So you went through the process of building the shed, and you've got all the permits, and yes. you had all of the sign-offs that are required for this, correct?
Yes.
So someone from the county came out, and they inspected it?
Yes.
And you got cleared for that?
Yes.
The reason one of the reasons that I ask is where Mr. Sharp also questioned. I mean, it appears, and I understand that our property lines
shifted
could be different, but the closeness of the back and the side
I remember you from 2019.
I also wonder about access.
What's that?
I also wonder about access.
Well, there is an access. Oh, you mean to the shed if it needed maintenance?
Well.
If you go on page 17 of your packet, there is a better boundary location site plan. It's the same date, but for whatever reason, it's clearer on this one. It actually shows the gravel driveway and how it appears he would access the property. I'm going to guess that's correct. Is that right, Mr. Gonzalez? You have a driveway that you share with your neighbors to access your property, and that driveway is over the lands in the front, and it looks like maybe your neighbor to
yes
to the next to you. Okay. When you talked to Pannoni, they did not do another updated survey or site plan for you, yes. showing where structures were.
They do survey.
Because we don't have one in here. We just have a drawn on thing. And what I'm looking at here, what is in front of me as far as a site plan is page three of the materials. It's dated May the 23rd of 2019, and it has your existing dwelling, porch, and a shed that's hand-drawn on there. But what I'm looking at, I'm not saying it doesn't match up, but it's very difficult to confirm that what is showing there matches what we're showing on the aerial photo from March of 23. Would it be difficult for you to obtain a new site plan showing where these structures are actually located?
Before?
Well, the board's going to want to have that information, because if the board were to approve it, not saying that they will, but if they were to approve it, they would want to make sure that what they're approving is actually where the structures are located. Because if it turns out that the thing is actually closer to a property line, then that's going to require, you're going to have to come back for another variance at some point anyhow. Or if we found that there were other projections that maybe needed to be addressed, we would want to address those as well.
Mr. Sharp, would we be able to obtain the permits and that this was actually signed off on?
Ms. Norwood?
We can gather some more information. We do have an active open violation on this property due to some things being built with prior to getting permits, setback violations. Our constables have been out there off and on since September.
Thank you.
Different notes, but we can provide as much information as you want for that.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
I'd like to see a survey to see, a more updated survey to see exactly what we're going to be approving.
I agree.
Sir, how much time would it take you to get us another survey, an updated survey?
They already surveyed, I think, last week. Last week, it's not a long time. There's a new survey, they's there.
So 30 days, you could have it back in to us, would you say, Mr. Sharp?
Well, that it might be that if we did it for the second meeting in February, that would give us a little more time, because I'm not sure the dates, I know.
I'm not either, yeah.
I somehow believe that we get a little, we always get fouled up in January because of, we're not the first and third Monday, we're the second and fourth.
So our next dates are February 5th and February 19th.
Okay. So yeah, that'd be a little less than a month if we did the first one in February. Do you think you would be able to have that to the board prior to the meeting on the 19th of February?
Yeah, I can ask him, yeah, because they already served last week.
Okay. All right, so. Well, I do think we should see if there's anyone else here that wishes to speak about this.
Sure.
I'm sure we'll have other questions when that survey comes in that we'll kind of get more information on the record here, but that would be very helpful. And I recommend the sooner you could get that to staff, the better, because we'll want to evaluate that to see if there's any other variances that are needed.
Sir, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Actually, sir, yes. So my father's here, Johnny Klein Jr. We're actually in the process, myself and my wife, in the near future of actually getting this property transferred into our name. So I'm just here on behalf of Ariel because I'm well aware of where his property, where his property line, where our property line is, and where, you know, how close the shed slash garage, like how close that actually is to the property line. And it's not, I just want to let everybody know, it's not an interference for us whatsoever. And, you know, nothing foreseeable in the future that changes, you know, the aspect or, you know, perspective when you're, you know, for you guys. It's, like I said, it's only a matter of, that's like 5 feet, supposed to be 5 feet off the property line. I think it's like, what, like a foot, maybe a little less than a foot. But it's not, we have a shed that we have there, and it's like, you know, and it's the back part of our property, so it's not, you know, it's not a problem at all. So I just want to let that.
So you own adjacent property to this?
Yep.
Which property is it that you own? If we're looking at it forwards, house would be here, shed is here.
Yep.
Where is your property?
Left hand.
There's a map.
Just go up there and point.
Yeah,
like
you can point.
So this right here is our property line, right here. So it's a vacant lot. It runs all the way back to the ditch. And then this comes over to the property ditch, to the tax ditch, whatnot. This is all our property right here, both parcels. This is the property right here that up there. So it's towards the back side of our property.
So you own parcels 10 and 10.02?
01.
01, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And you're in the process of getting parcel 10 in your name now? Is that what I understood you say?
10 and 10.01.
Okay.
That'll be, you know, our next, within this year, I'm assuming that everything should be taken care of.
And is that state land to the rear?
Yes, state land is, state land, I'm not 100% sure. I think this is private, but state land is completely the right here and going back to the tax sticks.
Do you know what that's used for? Is it just?
I don't know. I know they hunt.
It's just hunted ground?
It's Redmond State Forest.
Okay.
It's a part of the conservatory program, whatnot, for trees. Whole area behind that property is all state property. That, I mean, I understand, like, that's definitely well out of the normal legalities of your property lines and your variances, but like I said, for us, that's the backside of our property. You know, we're never, it's never going to be an issue of put a ditch there or put, you know, electric or anything, you know, any type of that, so. For us, it's not an issue, so I just wanted to let that.
Thank you. Any other questions? Anybody? You can both have a seat.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12892 for Ariel Gonzalez and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to leave the record open for the limited purpose of the updated survey and comments pertaining to that for the February 19th meeting. We would like to have the survey February 12th, if at all possible.
Would that include any kind of records as far as approval of permits and everything also?
I will, and also to leave them open for the permits, yes, because I would like to see them as well. I'm sure we all would.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I, too. So, sir, we're going to leave the record open for a survey, which we would like to have from you February the 12th. And staff will get us documentation that they have. And we will see you back for the February 19th meeting. Thank you, sir. 5-minute recess.